Hello, you are listening to a podcast brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. My name is Erin Quinn, and I'm a staff attorney here at the ILRC. During this podcast, you will hear me talk about DACA, and specifically when the Immigration Service will refer a DACA applicant to Immigration Court for removal. On June 15, 2012, the Obama administration announced that it would not deport certain undocumented persons who entered the United States as children. Many now refer to this program as DACA, the acronym for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Deferred action means that even though the individual is undocumented, here without status, the government agrees to defer any actions to remove them and allows them to stay in the United States. Anyone thinking of filing for DACA should understand that there are benefits and risks to applying. The biggest fear is that DHS will initiate removal proceedings against the applicant. Removal proceedings mean that the applicant will be ordered to appear before an immigration judge where the government will charge that person as removable or deportable from the United States. The big question then is, in what circumstances will the service put a DACA applicant in removal proceedings by issuing what's called a notice to appear or an NTA? The Immigration Service has indicated it will follow the same procedure in DACA applications that it is currently following for those applying for other immigration benefits. The service previously issued a memo stating how they make that decision to refer someone to immigration court. This memo is available on ILRC's website under Legal Resource Links for DACA. The November 2011 memo indicates that someone should only be referred to court after a denial of an application if they are an enforcement priority for DHS. An applicant will only be placed in removal proceedings if they engaged in fraud during the application process, have been convicted of a criminal offense making them removable from the United States, or are under investigation or have been arrested for what's considered an egregious public safety criminal offense, or pose a threat to national security. So under this policy, not all convictions are problems that result in removal proceedings. In fact, the memo indicates that only those crimes that make someone removable or pose an egregious public safety risk are enforcement priorities. However, any criminal conviction, arrest, or gang involvement might place someone at risk of being placed in proceedings. Thus, any arrest or criminal history should be discussed with an immigration expert, as they might result in referral to immigration court. Second, fraud in the application process will result in further action if detected. If an applicant knowingly makes a misrepresentation or knowingly fails to disclose facts in her DACA application, she will be treated as an immigration enforcement priority and an NTA will be issued. In conclusion, if you have a conviction, regardless of the seriousness, the service can deny your DACA application and there is a risk of being placed in removal proceedings. However, if you've never been arrested, are not a public safety risk, and have not committed fraud in applying for DACA, you are at very low risk of getting placed in removal proceedings, even if your application is denied. Thanks for listening to our podcast on DACA and when immigration services will refer an applicant to court. For more information on DACA and this discussion, please visit the ILRC website at www.ilrc.org. Click on Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals under the Info on Immigration Law tab. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal trainings, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. This podcast was brought to you by the ILRC.